Welcome to the Natural Podcast, where we explore the depths of holistic health, uncovering the interconnectedness of our emotions, mind, body, and spirit. This podcast is dedicated to individuals who are on a quest to uncover their truth, understanding their genetic and spiritual DNA, and learning how to harness this knowledge to achieve optimal health. But this isn't just another health podcast. Natural Podcast is here to ignite a spark of hope within you, reminding you of your innate potential for greatness. You are pure love, capable of living life to its fullest expression. Are you ready to embark on a transformational journey to achieve optimal health? Welcome. Today, we are going to be talking about Aries and then a connection with some research studies about headaches, which is so Aries, right? If it is Aries season at the moment that you're listening to, you yourself are an Aries, sun, moon, or rising, or have a number of planets in Aries or in the first house, this is for you. When I think about Aries, it's funny because this podcast may just be like boom, 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 because that's what Aries is like, yeah? So Aries is ruled by Mars, the planet Mars. When we think about Mars, we think about hot, red, fast, furious. It's just go, go, go. It is a fire planet. It's a fire sign, but it's also a cardinal sign. So what does that mean? It means it starts things, right? Did I say finish things? No, I said it starts things, right? So anyone who's an Aries or during Aries season, you might start so many things, but have you finished them? Probably not. This is where you need the other star signs and the other astrological placements to help you push through and finish them. Aries is such a starter. It's a beginning. It's the first so-called star sign in astrology. It is go forward. It is go in with the new. It's literally, when you think about it, it's head first. They just action. They don't feel or think before they do things. They just do it. And then they do it. And then they come back and go, ooh, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Or maybe I should have done that even more. They have impulses. It's that that impulse, that animal instinct, that drive, that desire. It's the birth. It's willing to penetrate. It's the sexual energy. It is just wanting to do and go and not sit, not think, not feel. Doesn't mean they don't do that. 100% they do that. Aries feel and think. 100% they do. But they're more prone to first action. That's their first protocol. That's their first programming is action. Medical astrology wise, the head is ruled. It's interesting, I'm not talking about the mind, I said the head. So the physical head, the skull, the brain, the pituitary gland, the bones of the head and the face, the muscular system, the adrenals are all ruled by Aries. It's interesting because if you are an Aries, or you know someone who's an Aries, the first maybe, 8 years of their life, they've probably hit their head a number of times, or they've had some type of injuries or broken stuff or just gone for things, or those kids that you're seeing hanging off the monkey bars, just rushing around, just going go, 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 go. Aries, right? They just have so much energy, and you just look at them and go, how do you function? Especially a Pisces would be like, oh, I'm gonna go nap. Whereas an Aries is like, a nap is for weak people. I am going to go and do things around the house, around work. I'm gonna go to the gym and I'm gonna do this, right? So what are they prone to? By doing that, they are prone to dehydration because of all that fire, all of that fire energy. Injuries to the head, ears, eyes, nose, anything to do with their head, they're prone to headaches, migraines, that heat raising up, hay fever, blood pressure things, scars. And when we talk about scars, we're talking about scars on their head. Having accidents, they're prone to more accidents. So yeah, Aries kids are so prone to just trips and falls and all these things. They're potentially prone to hair loss, vertigo, acne, brain inflammation, dizziness, nosebleeds, accidents, especially to the head, right? The other thing that they may be prone to is hyperadrenaline, so having too much adrenaline, hypertension, so having too much. It's always that too much. ADHD, they can be diagnosed with ADHD because of that energy that they have within them. So the other things is, like I said, migraines, headaches. And when we look at that, like I said, I am a naturopath. I may not be your naturopath. Some vitamins and minerals that may be to assist or that get depleted by an Aries are all of your B vitamins, because they're necessary for us to have energy and create energy. So yes, B5, B6, B2, B9, B12, all of those Bs. Vitamin C, iron, especially for that blood. Iron is for like most fire signs. Magnesium, because they're probably out there doing basketball, soccer, footy, tennis, all different sports. They need that magnesium and omega-3s. So the key for an Aries is, I know last time I said key for a Pisces is to rest. That's a different type of rest. Aries individuals need to have regular hours and know when to rest. They may rest less. They might only need a 5-minute stop and recharge, or even a 15-minute nap, compared to other star signs like Pisces that may need an hour and a half nap and a half an hour stop and recharge. But they still need it. Aries, please rest and have regular routine or regular things that you're doing. When they are sick, they kind of like to be left alone because they're so independent. They like to do things themselves. You can hardly see them laying around and being like, I'm sick. And if they are, it's like hardly ever. May not be the best at taking orders. So telling them to rest or telling them to take some supplements or herbs or anything may not go down as well. Usually when they get unwell, it's because they've just outdone it. They've just done too much and their body, mind, spirit is like, we need to take a breather. So it's not like they say, hey, I need a rest. They get told to rest by potential accidents, by potential pitfalls with things, with their plans. Things just stop for them. It's not like they think about it, oh, I need a rest. It just happens to them. One of the key things is Aries, don't overdo it. Take your time. Don't overdo it. Listen to your body. Listen to your mind. Actually, listening to your body may not be the best thing for an Aries, because their body would be like, go, 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 go. It's kind of like, just stop and just listen to yourself. The other thing is, they can get sudden fevers, so the heat is just a heat. They are actually very good longevity. They have good longevity. So if you have Aries, Sun, Rising, Moon, or a few planets in the first house, strong planets in the first house, or a lot of planets in Aries, that's a really good vital sign. The vitality is very strong there. But just because you have strong vitality does not mean to overdo it. Because you have strong vitality, you stop and you make the most use of that, not abuse it. They can be very impatient. So if you're telling them to, you know, to get better, you need to do this, 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 they're like, yep, done it. All right, am I better? And it's like literally been a day. They also may like a little bit of the booze, a little bit of the alcohol. It is suggested for Aries, I think they say alcohol and caffeine is probably the last drink that they should order. Water is the first one, because of all that heat, they can get so dehydrated. That's kind of like an Aries. They're absolutely beautiful. They have amazing energy, drive to do things. So when you're in Aries season, make the most out of that energy, because as above, so below. So as the sun is in Aries, we are feeling that Aries energy. And being in Aries in Aries season, like, that is go, go, go. That is making things happen, getting shit done. Let's look at the research study, and what I chose was headaches. The reason why is because a lot of Aries are prone to headaches and migraines because of all that heat. So I've got a study here. The study is, let's have a look. The study is effects of vitamin B2 supplementation on migraine prophylaxis, a systematic review and meta-analysis. So let's see what the objective was. So the objective was, they say migraine is a common disease worldwide, and migraine prevention is primary currently based on pharmaceuticals. So to prevent any type of migraines, or if you know someone who's got migraines, or you have, usually take preventative medication. However, the mechanism of vitamin B2 may positively contribute to migraines, and this systematic review and meta-analysis aim to evaluate the impact of vitamin B2 supplementation on days. So how long, how many days you get a migraine, the duration, the frequency, and the pain score of these migraine attacks. The conclusion is amazing. I love vitamin B2. A pooled analysis of available randomized controlled clinical trials demonstrated that vitamin B2 in specific 400 milligrams a day for 3 months supplementation had significant effects on days, duration, frequency, and pain scores of migraine attacks. This is huge. So if you know someone who suffers with migraines, or you yourself have migraines, I would look into vitamin B2, riboflavin. I would look into that. Foods, look into foods that are high in that. I think from memory, asparagus is high in it, which is so yummy. And then looking at supplementation. Remember, I'm not your naturopath. This is just for information purposes. Talk to your healthcare professional. But vitamin B2 could be the answer to your migraines. So how does it work? Well, riboflavin, the B2, is a precursor for flavin monoclonal, FMN, and flavonadenine donuclide, FAD, probably pronounced that wrong. But these coenzymes are essential for mitochondrial energy production. So taking vitamin B2 helps us make more FMN and more FAD, which are absolutely crucial precursors for mitochondrial energy production. So by enhancing mitochondrial energy function and production, riboflavin may reduce the frequency of migraines, which is most most migraines are associated with, as migraines are associated with low mitochondrial function, you can see how vitamin B2, by increasing FAD, can help reduce migraines. So by making sure that your mitochondria is functioning to its optimal level, B2 is a precursor which makes FAD, which helps function our mitochondria, which helps us produce energy and therefore reduces our migraines. So beyond this role of mitochondrial energy production, B2 also is an antioxidant that helps remove that oxidative stress, which is produced by migraines, but also it contributes to the maintenance of homocysteine levels, because we know the higher our homocysteine levels are, more migraines we're likely to have, more inflammation we're likely to have, more oxidative stress. And that's a key also with MTHFR gene. So a lot of individuals that have that gene have high homocysteine and get headaches and migraines. If you can take vitamin B2, which is part of the MTHFR cycle, I know everyone talks about B9 and B12 and folate and so forth. No one talks about B2. B2 is absolutely key in a methylation cycle and could be the answer for your migraines and your headaches to reduce them, especially if you're someone who has the MTHFR gene, who has high homocysteine levels. Look into taking some riboflavin. As mentioned earlier, it helps with the mitochondrial function, helps with the oxidative stress, helps balance that homocysteine. What more do you want? This is amazing. And if you are in Aries that gets headaches, migraines, look into this. If it is Aries season and you tend to get your first headache or migraine, or during that month you're like, oh my gosh, I only get headaches during Aries season, well, let's up the vitamin B2 foods. Let's look at supplementation after you talk to your healthcare professional. So there you have it. I love talking about star signs, astrology, medical astrology, but also like looking at the research to see what it has to say and how we can use our food, minerals, vitamins, supplements, everything that's provided to us to live a happier, healthier life. Thank you for joining us on Natural Podcast. And remember that you are pure love. capable of living life to its fullest expression.
It is the opinion of Mahela Ragoose and is for professional purposes only and does not constitute medical advice. It is not intended to provide medical advice or take the place of medical advice or any current treatment you are undertaking. Consult your own medical professionals for any medical issues that you may be having. This entire disclaimer also applies to any guests or contributors to the Natural Health Podcast. It is advised that you consult your doctor or healthcare professional in relation to any health concerns you may be having. Mahela Ragoose does not take responsibility for any health consequences which occur from a person listening, viewing, or reading this content. And in the circumstances, Sheldon Natural Podcast, Mahela Ragoose, any guests or contributors to the Natural Podcast, or any employees, associates, or affiliates of Mahela Ragoose be responsible for damages arising from the information provided on Natural Podcast. By listening to this podcast, you agree not to use this podcast as medical advice to treat any medical conditions in either yourself or others. Please note, if you're taking prescription, do not stop your medication or start a new protocol, including but not limited to supplements, diet, lifestyle changes without consulting a doctor or healthcare professional. If you or any person has a medical concern, you should consult with your healthcare provider or seek other professional medical advice. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something that you have read or heard on the Natural Podcast or in any linked materials. If you think you may have a medical emergency, call your doctor or emergency services immediately. Neither Mahela Ragoose nor the publisher of this context takes responsibility for the possible health consequences of any person or persons reading or listening or following the information in the educational content.